When the end to Tim Cahill's high-flying international football career came, it was remarkably low-key. Australia's all-time leading goalscorer has announced his decision to retire on Twitter. It comes in stark contrast to his goalscoring exploits that will see him live on in football folklore. Cahill's goal for the Socceroos against the Netherlands at the 2014 World Cup, for example, was without question one of the greatest goals of that or any tournament. Here is how SBS broadcast the moment.
All-time leading scorer for the Dutch. The ball's dangerous.
But at the age of 38 and after four World Cups, Cahill, who currently has no contract to play club football, decided his international career is over. Paul Wade did not play alongside him, but the long-time Socceroos captain did not need to play with him to pass judgment on where Cahill stands amongst Australia's all-time best.
I'm loving the fact that we can enjoy and brag about Tim Cahill. Yeah, he's made that decision and good on him, but wow, we can live the legacy now. Oh, do you know Tim Cahill? Yeah, dead right. We know him too.
Such was Cahill's ability to score vital goals at vital times that his killer instinct earned the admiration of many people beyond football. Wade says he became one of the country's biggest sporting figures because of that ability.
To do that for that long, you know, it just blows my mind. I really, and maybe that's why when he walks into rooms, people go, wow, that's really cool. And I wish I could do that.
Cahill made his international debut in 2004. His milestone moments are too many to list, but the most important ones came in the 2006 World Cup, where he scored the country's first ever goals in the tournament against Japan. The following year, Cahill scored Australia's first ever goal at the Asian Cup, and he went on to become an essential part of the 2015 Asian Cup winning squad. Paul Wade says among Cahill's many achievements, he leaves a legacy which will inspire future generations of young players.
What he's done to get a spot in his fourth World Cup is incredible. Not many people would have gone to the other side of the world and trained on their own and done all this, made all the sacrifices that he has to do what he's done. I think there's a time when the fire goes out, you know, and if that fire's gone out, he should quit, full stop.
At 38 years old, Cahill played his fourth and last World Cup for Australia in Russia. His club career remains unclear after his stint with his first English side, Millwall, expired last season. John Baldock, SBS News.